The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, Johnny, I was kind of bummed because I heard that Brooklyn Nine-Nine was going to be canceled, and I never got around to watching it.
Oh, you never watched
it? No, but I've seen ads for it, and I always thought, oh, this looks really, really funny, and then I just haven't seen it, but... Apparently, after Fox canceled the sitcom, Mark Hamill tweeted, "Oh no, I'm so not ready to say bye-bye 99. Be forewarned, Fox TV, when networks dump shows I love, I'm known for holding grudges a long, long time."
He even spelled out long, L-O-N-G.
Yes, and then wow. NBC picked up the show.
Wow.
So I guess
In less than a day, didn't
it? Yeah, it happened really fast. Like by the time I even kind of knew it was being canceled, it had been picked up.
Right.
So looks like people who are fans of that show are in luck, and looks like Mark Hamill is a powerful dude.
I'm very surprised that Mark Hamill had the power. I mean, he did use the force probably. But, you know, I thought that show was doing well, and I knew once they got canceled, though, I was like, somebody's going to pick it up, whether it's going to be NBC or Hulu or Netflix or any of those networks. It was going to come back in some way.
Yeah, it's a good cast and looks funny. And
it's hilarious. Yeah.
Now I have to start watching.
Now you got to start watching it. So start from the beginning. Well, really, it's one of those shows that I love that you don't have to just start from the beginning.
You can watch whenever.
Yeah, you can watch it kind of whenever.
Okay.
But check this out. So, you know, the first shoes that Michael Jackson moonwalked in?
I mean, I don't know them personally, but I remember seeing them.
Well, they exist.
They do exist.
They are a real thing.
He was wearing shoes. I would have thought by now they would have fallen apart.
You'd think so.
That was a long time ago.
That was a lot of moonwalking.
Yes.
But they're being auctioned off. So he wore these Florsheim black leather loafers while performing Billie Jean on a TV special, Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, and Forever. So these shoes expected to sell for $10,000.
That feels like a steal.
That is a good deal.
Yeah, I bet they're just nice shoes and.
Yeah, they're a nice pair of shoes.
You could maybe moonwalk in them.
I was gonna say if I bought them for $10,000, I would moonwalk them in at least once or twice.
Well, and maybe when you put them on, you just magically can moonwalk.
You think so?
I mean, for $10,000.
Yeah, for $10,000, I better be able to moonwalk on the moon. But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.